It's 11:35, Newfoundland Standard Time. Stay tuned for The Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine, with Paul Moth. You are listening to the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, 520 on the long wave. This week on The Great Eastern.
Information, entertainment, community.
In the privates, my dear little man, there's more at stake than the facts.
A broadcasting neophyte is summoned to the microphone.
Look, can I give 110% down in that newsroom every day, damn it?
Hello, Canada, Gotham, Dian, Iceland. Welcome all. My name is Paul Moth. Today, Satan's minions meet the Ice Masters. Shapely lasses accelerate the action. Information meets opinion meets facts with History the Loser. All this for you with me on the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine.
And now, once more, down these narrow steps, down to the BCN archives, the vault that anchors this venerable pile. And to ferry us by tape across the ages, Director of Radio, Ish Lundgren.
Paul.
Today, Ish?
In the hyperbolic spirit of your introduction, color commentary from games of old.
Running from purple to crimson sheet now, good boss of mine?
It was 1972. In the gondola, high above Maple Leaf Gardens.
Oh, no.
A tired and emotional Bill Hewitt could not go on.
No.
A young sports reporter from the BCN, a broadcasting neophyte, is summoned to the microphone to call a Leafs-Habs grudge match.
They needed somebody.
How did a nobody like you ever get up in the gondola in the first place?
I had accreditation-ish. I was on assignment for In the Corners. I was doing a story on that great Newfoundland prospect, Beef O'Keefe.
He was an enforcer, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, he had one shift in the majors. Beaten within an inch of his life by John Ferguson. Poured concrete for the rest of his days.
Well, here you are at the beginning of the game, getting your feet wet, so to speak.
The pace of this game could be called lugubrious. These men on blades, clad in blue and red, they seem to be carrying the weight of the world in an existential funk here as they glide across the solid-state H2O. Do I pass or do I kill myself, they ask. Who am I, really? Oh, someone has scored.
It's a wonder they never kept you on.
Well, they say the best players see the game more slowly. Perhaps a little sang-froid was appropriate.
You're still not over whatever happened to you, are you?
I was youngish. I was reading a lot of books. My mind was cluttered with a lot of crazy French ideas. Besides, I'm sure I picked up the pace later in the game.
Indeed you did. Here's a little more tape from the third period.
We're into the last minute of the play in this crucial game, tied 2-2. The Canadians move into the Leafs zone now. Lemaire in the corner. He evades Dory. On this side to Mahovlich, over to Cornoyer. Pellick is on his back. Cornoyer passes it off to Lemaire. To Cornoyer. Pass Ellis to Mahovlich. Back to the point to LaPerriere. 45 seconds left now. He winds up. Keon drops to block it. LaPerriere to J.C. Tremblay. Back to LaPerriere. The booming blast. Oh, it's off Dory's skate. Off French glove. And off the crossbar near the corner. Oh, those GD Leafs. And that traitor Plant. He's got horseshoes up his arm. 35 seconds now. In the corner again. Lemaire with it once more. The glory of the Canadians now obvious in the superior puck handling. They whirl and swirl like silk flowing on the zephyrs. Big Frank Mahovlich with it now. His muscular frame evident even through the gladiator's equipment of a modern hockey player. The big man moves the puck easy to the elfin Yvonne Cornoyer. Cornoyer gifted with the speed of Mercury and a shot more accurate than Cupid's. Dipsy doodles in the corner away from Sittler. He passes it deftly behind him to Lemaire. Lemaire, the brains of the operation, the general, the commander-in-chief. Cool under fire. He'll make a great coach someday. Then back to the line, past the bumbling Ellis. At the blue line, the solid and greatly underestimated Jacques LaPerriere. So big that when he moves, it looks like slow motion. Big Jacques with the big shot. Slides it along the blue line to the wily J.C. Tremblay. Perhaps the canniest player ever to lace up a pair of blades. Oh, what a move! Tremblay into Mahovlich. 2 seconds. He winds up. He shoots. He scores! He scores! Ah, it's over! It's over! Oh! Oh, my! Oh, my! Oh, my! The Canadians, once more, victorious! Yes!
Poor Dick Irvin didn't roll in the wet spot, did he?
It was an extremely exciting moment. I just got carried away.
And balance?
That was balanced.
Get out. Your bias in favor of the Canadians couldn't have been more transparent. That traitor, Jack's plant.
He'd gone over to Satan's squad.
The Leafs?
Punch him, Lack. He made a pact with Beelzebub. That's how they won the cup in 67.
Oh.
It's true. The Leafs are Satan's minions.
Well, that's enough.
Put it together, Ish. Ballers. The 93 cup race.
Paul, I'll see you.
Next time.
In the vault.
Hubba, hubba. So good to be back. You chicks sure are looking fine. A gimlet, please, Dieter. Would you be so kind as to run me a tab?
Nein, nein. Your money's no good here, Herr Nachter.
How gracious, but I must insist. What are you ladies having? Yeah, baby, I'm back. Join me, Max Manhattan Oftel, Saturday evenings at 11 for The Light Fantastico. This week, we visit the new Tiki Meow Lounge of the Hotel Palmer Hotel and compare Lime Ricky's with a few of the professional ladies working the bar. Ah, you know you love it big.
Oh, wow.
Noise is what you want. Noise is what you get. Especially when we're talking noises from Newfoundland. Yes, it's time for the What's That Noise from Newfoundland contest. Now, hypotheses have been arriving at a great rate of knots here at the BCN, but before we go into the sanctum guessorum, let's hear that perplexing sound. Hollis, stop it. Hit the play button. Many people have been phoning our switchboard seeking clues to the provenance of the noise, but, you know, we have to keep our cards close to our chest. No hints in sight. Let's dig into that blizzard of entries, and here's one from British Columbia. Now, that's a long way away, British Columbia. And it's from Ross McKay in Garibaldi Highlands near Squamish. And Ross says, please pronounce McKay McKay. Okay. Ross also writes, Dear Polly Molly, how are you? Fine now, Ross. Love your show. Keep it up. That is indeed our intention. To the point, is your noise bite of the Spanish, maybe the fishing ships of the Spanish, dumping their load of the fish turbots? If not, it is, or sounds like, something being tipped. A load of things? Does this constitute half points? No, Ross, not half points, but two guesses, both of which are wrong. However, thank you very much for writing. Ross was trying to guess what this sound is. If you think you know what it is, write the What's That Noise from Newfoundland contest, care of the Great Eastern, the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, Newfoundland, A1C1H5. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we played some music from Finland, and we received more positive mail about it than almost anything else we've ever put in or left out of a show. Here's more of the sensual music of Finland. From the album Sudan Aika, this is Telu with Tuli.
Vastauksiin vastoin.
seda suuret metsät. Karhuna kamalat korvet, karhuna kamalat korvet.
It can be resisted no longer. I'm finally joining the masses and going upline, as they say.
Online, Paul.
Of course, online. And here to hook me up to the internet is our resident technophile and editor of his own e-zine, Blaine Hart. How are you, Blaine?
Paul, you're not on the net yet. I can't believe it. How have you coped?
You know, Blaine, I haven't. But that aside, what will the internet provide me?
Okay, information, entertainment, community.
Community? You really think so?
Yeah. Well, once online, you'll be part of an ever-changing cyber village. You'll meet people with common interests. You'll,
You think the term meet is appropriate here? I mean, we'll anonymously exchange information without any idea of the other person's appearance, their disposition, their history. Isn't that a little like getting a wrong number and chatting for a while?
Well, why don't we get you on and you can judge for yourself?
You've borrowed the computer from the BCN Record Library for this. I'm promised that under the next 5-year plan, I'm going to get my own machine.
Okay, now, first of all, we'll have to log you on here. Okay. Now, this is your password.
Tartable Walrus Overdose.
You weren't supposed to, well, forget it.
Okay, when do I start typing, Blaine? I'm a good typer.
Well, it takes a minute to log on. It's usually much faster than this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just wait a second. Then. Okay, here we are. Okay, we're using Yabo as a net navigator.
Which what?
Well, that escorts you to the site of interest. Let's try, I don't know, radio.
Radio, okay. Wow, look at that. Under radio, there are 537 entries.
Radio's antique, radio's car, radio's programs.
Okay.
Let's go there. Let's you just point with your mouse like that.
Look at that.
And click twice.
What, which?
Like this, just click twice with your finger, Paul.
Well, here we go. CBC Radio. Look at that. People are talking about the different shows.
That's the CBC TalkNet.
I wonder if we're there.
There you go.
Oh, that's unfair. What's this? Morris Gesso, Morris Gesso, Morris Gesso. Why do we get the Great Eastern from the BCN when they carry a much more interesting show called Interred with Morris Gesso from Herb and Sarnia? Whatever it is about that Morris Gesso's voice, I just get so hot.
Ooh.
Karen and Moostro. Why did they give an ex-junkie like Paul Moth a radio show? Oh, God, Blaine, this is depressing.
Well, let's move on and just pick a subject.
Like,
Well, anything that comes into your mind, anything.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Feet.
Feet?
Yeah, just feet.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, Paul.
Oh, hi, Erling.
How does this work again?
If you want root beer, press lime.
It's usually much faster than this. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, Right. And there are 145 entries under feet.
Stomp, theater for the feet, athletic shoes, apparel, footwear, business, retail, tickling, entertainment, adult video, foot fetish.
No, just stop there now, Blaine. Okay. We've heard a lot about less than savory material, shall we say, on the internet.
Yeah.
What do you think that might be? Do you think this might be like that?
Well, let's have a look.
In the feet of the night. I've never heard of that.
Can you believe this, Paul?
Oh, yeah, I can. Look there. Foot worship, stockinged, and what's that?
Gas pedal gals.
Oh, look at that. That is amazing. What incredible technology.
Yeah.
Oh, my. She's driving a standard. More clutch.
You'll never get up that hill, Paul.
Let it out slowly, dear.
Okay, so that's...
Oh, Blaine. Oh, God, it took us so long to get in there. Why just get out, you know? So quickly.
Well, I wanted to show you my homepage.
Yeah, all right.
So, what do you think?
All about Blaine. Catchy title. I see you're a Sagittarius.
You wouldn't believe how many people asked.
And look, your favorite recipe.
You should try it. I'll have you over sometime.
I don't know. I've got a bad reaction to processed cheese. Anyway, that's fascinating.
There's more. Just page down.
Nice picture of your mom. And one of you and your partner. The family dog. What's her name?
Guess.
Scotty.
Yeah.
Scotch Terrier. Well, I'd love to spend some more time here with you on your homepage, Blaine, but we are out of time. Now, if you want to connect with us here at the BCN and the Great Eastern, you can e-us at greateastern@stjohns.cbc.ca. And thanks to Blaine, the Great Eastern has a website. It's a rather more obscure address, so if you want that, e-us and we'll send it along to you. Thanks for this, Blaine. You remain...
BlaineBoy@alt.bytes.this.
Hello, I'm Rita Malloy with some community announcements. This afternoon, there will be a special meeting of the Newfoundland Kennel Club at the Airport Inn to discuss terms for the inclusion of the Cracky in the American Kennel Club's list of recognized breeds. Come, sit. Come, I said. Oh, shag it, go on. Every dog has his day. Help recognize the Newfoundland Cracky. The Mall Walkers are having a swingers and swap scene at the Village Mall today. Please rendezvous at the fountain at 2:30. It's November 9th. That means the 43rd annual Vauxhall Rally, Chug-a-Lug, and Hippa Beef Hoedown. It's yellow flags the length of the Indian Meal line, a checkered banner at Liddy's, and bread soda for brekkies as our competitors put the pedal to the plywood. The starter's pistol sounds at 3:00. Gentlemen, start your engines. Tonight at 8 o'clock, join BCN's own Morris Gesso, host of Interred, in the basement of the Rabbit Town Community Center for the third in his series of home burial workshops. Tonight, Morris welcomes special guest Bunker Witten, a former member of the Newfoundland Bar. Mr. Witten explains how you can overcome legal obstacles to the home burial. Those are some community announcements. I'm Rita Malloy. You're listening to BCN, All Newfoundland Radio.
Many BCN listeners were shocked last weekend when they heard the following.
Hello, I'm Rita Malloy with the BCN Regional News, every hour on the quarter. Today, there is no news. Thank you. Stay tuned now for your traffic alert.
That call, that decision by BCN News Director L. Conrad Budgell has caused quite an uproar in journalistic circles. Here to discuss the controversial move are L. Conrad Budgell and Head of News and Entertainment at VOZG, All Zagner Radio, Carla Heenahan. Welcome to both of you.
Hello, Paul.
Now, Colin, perhaps you can start by explaining your decision.
Well, it's pretty simple, Paul. There was no news. There was no story from that day or any analysis of an old story that could be considered in any way new.
Untrue. Listen, you've got a responsibility to inform the public.
Nothing happened.
Oh, people were left with this horrible sense of being uninformed.
How can you be uninformed about nothing?
Well, Carla, what stories did you cover over at ZG last Saturday?
Let me see the... Well, the big local story was the lack of change in the rate of joblessness.
Lack of change?
Nationally, we had Bouchard threaten snap referendum, but remains focused on the economy. And Cops' gaffe makes Deputy Prime Minister look stupid.
Oh, that's new.
Internationally, there was savage tribal warfare bathing Central Africa in blood and a new dance craze sweeping right across Brazil.
Say no more.
Well, look, it may not have been a big news day. But I'll tell you, if you're going to go around accepting that nothing happened, then you're going to actually say that on the air. Well, boy, pull on that thread, Conan. I don't even want to think about the consequences.
Well, I think we should think about them for an instant. What are the consequences?
Yes, well, I think that's pretty obvious, don't you? You know, jobs, for instance. Huh. Do you know how many jobs are tied up in the news-gathering business? There are hundreds of radio, television, and print services employing thousands and thousands of people, providing valuable advertising dollars to broadcasters who can then reinvest those thousands of dollars in the process. And if you admit that there's no news, well, geez, a huge sector of the economy will go right down the toilet.
Wait a minute, Carla. You're suggesting that news is a self-perpetuating machine rather than an account of relevant political and social events of the day.
Well, I suppose over at public broadcasting, you might be afforded the luxury of that kind of idealism. But I'll tell you, in the privates, my dear little man, there's more at stake than the facts. I got a news program to create every day on a daily basis?
Well, philosophically speaking, isn't the event here its very absence?
And they were saying over to the press club that you were clinging.
No. I mean, perhaps the story here is that there was no news.
Exactly. So, in fact, the fact there was no news was the biggest news of the day.
Right.
And you guys missed the story.
Yeah. No news is good news.
BCN, the good news broadcast.
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't know news, my darling, if it hit you in the face, Con. Or would
Ow! You're crazy, Carla. Ow!
Do we have a story here yet, Con?
Look, face it, Carla. We scooped you.
A follow-up story.
Ow! Look, Carla, it was a tough call, but somebody had to make it. The clock was ticking. I looked the lineup editor in the eye, and there was nobody home.
I called it the way I thought.
Look, Carla, I give 110% down in that newsroom every day, damn it. But sometimes you come up empty. Oh. And that's the way it was, and people have a right to know that nothing happened.
Well, you've got to live with yourself, Con. But let me tell you, the Ethics Committee of the Media Guild will be taking a close look at your act.
Obviously, we have a very touchy question here about journalistic responsibility, and I want to thank you both for coming in and discussing it. L. Conrad Budgell, news director at the BCN, and Carla Heenahan from our private radio cousin over at VOZG.
Coast to coast in Newfoundland, you're listening to BCN, the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland.
Ignorance is strength. Freedom is slavery. Commodities are community. The pigs are running the farm and everyone's happy about it. This week on University of the Air, make Big Brother part of your marketing team when Professor Wince O'Brien presents Orwell for Advertisers. Conjugating newspeak, the aesthetics of doublethink, why some customers are more equal than others, and doing it to Julia for power and profit. Police your thoughts on University of the Air this Wednesday morning at 11, only on BCN 520.
Be innocent of the knowledge, dearest Chuck, till thou applaud the deed. Information, news, opinion, knowledge, the internet, you and me. Are we at the top of the information food chain? Are we the subjects in this info swamp, or are we the objects? As Alfred Einstein once said, imagination is better than knowledge. I don't know what he meant, but I know what I take from it. And I know that our news department would get something else from it. And then there's the internet, the doily of all deceit, where opinion is injected. Information and knowledge, obviously, cannot be equated. What you think is knowledge, I read as opinion. Information is often less than either. Just ask CSIS. And then there's all this technological progress. Here at the Great Eastern and the BCN, we are racing into the last quarter of the millennium apace. New phone systems seemingly arrive every day. Now, when I'm not in my office and my phone rings, the call is forwarded to an answering machine that no one in the building can find. Is this progressive or is it regressive? Well, I guess it depends on whether I want to talk to you or not. One person's information is another person's commercial. One person's commercial is another's belief. One's belief is another's fact. One's fact, another's lie. One's lie is another's information. Is it possible for no news to happen? I believe, you know, someone else thinks. But we are all wrong, my friend. The desire of power in excess caused the angels to fall. The desire of knowledge in excess caused man to fall. The Great Eastern is brought to you live from the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland in St. John's. Hollis Duffett was today's engineer, and Ish Lundrigan is the director of radio. We'd love to hear from you if you'd like to write. Our street address is the Great Eastern, 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, Newfoundland, A1C1H5. Our email address is greateastern@stjohns.cbc.ca. We also maintain a homepage jammed with audio clips, biography, and history about the show and the station. Gain access through CBC Radio's page or email us for our address. My name is Paul Moth. Join me again next Saturday for the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine.
I'm your weather watchdog, Erling Biggs, with Traffic Alert. Traffic Alert brought to you by Furlong's Confections, proud makers of mouth-watering knobs for Newfoundlanders since 1886. Enjoy a Furlong knob today. The Mundy Pond Senior B Ball Hockey All-Stars are holding a car wash this afternoon. It's on the vacant lot adjoining the CLB Armory on Harvey Road. For $2, drivers get a good scrub down and a coupon for a free skate sharpening at Bill's Cycle Shop. Roadblocks are up at virtually every major intersection in St. John's as city crews begin their final offensive on sidewalks and paving before winter sets in. The Special Operations Unit of the City Engineering Department has issued a general call for citizen cooperation. Help realize the goal of a construction-free Cabot 500 summer in 97. Remember, public works are an extension of politics by other means.